This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
For people who've been working on the North Korea nuclear problem for years, there is some optimism today given the agreements in Singapore. Leon Siegel is the director of the Northeast Asia Cooperative Security Project at the Social Science Research Council and author of Disarming Strangers, Nuclear Diplomacy with North Korea. Now, he says Kim Jong-un's goal is international recognition, what Siegel calls an end to enmity. Modernizing the country's seriously underdeveloped economy is not the North Korea leader's primary issue.
For development to happen, the most fundamental thing they need is a calm atmosphere where they can reallocate internal resources. The relationship with the United States is not about aid or even investment. The aid and investment and economic integration will obviously come from South Korea, which already has a temporarily suspended joint industrial project on the North Korean side of the border. But the fundamental point with the U.S. is they need a fundamentally new relationship, which would then open up the possibility of investment from other places.
So the president didn't offer a clear answer about whether the U.S. is ready to ease sanctions or not, but we did have China's foreign ministry. A spokesman there was hinting that China is not wedded to the sanctions on North Korea. So there seems to be a little bit of movement there.
Well, remember, at this point, China is the chief trading partner of North Korea. Russia's also been doing a lot of trade, and North Korea has trading relationships with much of Africa, Southeast Asia, South Asia. Those trading relationships, despite the sanctions, were still continuing. People were running the sanctions, but they're likely to ramp up. On the other hand, I don't see a lot of sanctions easing, and sanctions easing by the U.S. would have almost no economic impact on the North. The important point is they're the Trading with the Enemy Act sanctions, and that word, you know, connotes a political impulse that you want to start to kick away.
What has to happen next to build on this agreement that we saw today?
We need specific steps by both sides. And the most important one, in my view, is we need the fissile material production of plutonium and highly enriched uranium, to stop. Talks are going to happen. Pompeo will lead them initially, and there's going to be a second summit meeting. So I would expect some progress on the details. And the question is, have they already worked out some of these details? They just didn't announce them.
Professor Leon Siegel is a longtime nuclear disarmament and North Korea expert. He's the director of the Northeast Asia Cooperative Security Project. Dr. Siegel, thank you.
Thanks a lot.